hope you're not full, because we're serving up your morning show leftovers right now.
Yeah, welcome to your morning show leftover podcast with the leftovers. What was the birthday extravaganza?
It was extravagant.
Do you feel hungover?
I do, like emotionally hungover, not alcoholic hungover. It's like a lot of people are very touching notes, which is really cool to see. A lot of folks who are coming to different comedy shows, that was really cool to see. It's very nice. It's cool. I think radio, we don't get to see people in person often unless it's a comedy tour.
Yeah.
So just to see all this stuff, it was very, very humbling. So I'm a little bit, not overwhelmed is not the right word, but also just like, we have listeners who are so artistic. It's
seriously wild.
So
it's talent. Seriously.
There's Mike who did the drawing of me and Chewy on the throne. There's Rain who did me and Chewy flying. There's the woman who did the glass of me, Skills, and Chewy. There's Michaelin who did the shoes. There's Carrie who's a agent for Safe Farm, who donated $100 fish trials on my behalf.
So
just
cool.
Very cool stuff. And of course Eric with the Supreme Chapstick. So there, you know. Plenty of Goonies stuff.
You got like a ton of Goonies stuff.
Yes, yeah, so I'm just a little bit wrong. Plenty of tampons. That was the other thing. Got plenty of tampons, plenty of gum. You know,
either of yours can have $1.
That's the whole thing. So anyway, let's do a little popcorn I'm lost for words. I'm just so, anyway, Hoodie, you go first.
So if you were watching the Instagram live of one of your unboxings, Eric tossed a watermelon in my mouth, caught it, was proud
watermelon,
of that.
Watermelon, dope. Sour Patch Kid.
Yeah, Sour Patch Kid, yes. Not a whole piece of watermelon.
Oh, okay.
My lip is bruising right now, so.
What? Nice. Can we go get some ice?
I'm checking my teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
We were celebrating. They were celebrating.
Well, because, you know, Eric is like, oh, he gets a little carried away, doesn't know his own strength.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's like, so no, you needed it too
much. Pelted you in the face with it, is what you're saying.
I believe the watermelon, I think a listener had sent that ice cream cake in, the watermelon, I think, was for Molly originally. So that was lovely.
Oh, sorry.
So. That was really cool. That was very cool. So hopefully you're okay.
Yeah,
it's worth it.
But besides that, realizing that Morris' sister, who's supposed to be meeting us in London next month, hasn't booked her flight to London yet.
Oh my God, that's so crazy.
She's studying abroad, so she's supposed to meet us from Switzerland to London.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Still nerve-wracking.
It's a lot cheaper, obviously.
But still, it's like last minute.
It's like a month now.
Dude, that's wild.
Yikes.
So we're trying to figure out that. But that's my life right now. So Popcorn Riley.
Well, happy earliest birthday,
thank you.
John. Like,
thank
I'm
you.
So glad that like I was able to not tell you what your present was.
No, that's very cool. That's a very cool painting of me and Molly, which is very, very, it's very touching.
Yeah, like Molly put that photo on her Instagram a while ago and I had it redone, and I'm usually the one that's like, nee, 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 about a present, and I've just shut my mouth because I knew if I said one thing that I was going to tell it, but I'm glad you guys like it.
No, it's amazing. It's very cool.
So, and then this weekend, Lyric is getting ready to go to his first DC United game. Like,
hey.
He's getting his first jersey. He's going to be right there on the field. And we haven't told him. Like, all summer, he's been trying to get this out of me. Because he started soccer, and he's been obsessed with it. He went to a soccer camp this summer. So I'm really hoping it's one of those, like, core memories that he has. You
oh
know, because it's
sure.
his first,
yeah.
like, oh, my God, it's actually, like, his first, like, professional game. Like,
that's awesome.
Period.
Yeah, that's really cool.
So lots of pictures coming. It'll be a fun time.
That's really awesome.
Popcorn John.
So this weekend, I don't know, Molly and I are supposed to go out tonight. That might not happen.
I don't know if you guys should do that.
Cause I'm exhausted. We went out last night, got back at like 10:30. That was fine. Because of the storm, Skittles cannot do storms.
Yeah.
Like, he was like violently shaking. So I got maybe 2 hours of sleep.
Aww.
But tomorrow we're going to do dinner somewhere. We're going to do public, I think. And then hopefully Sunday's do the farm. But, everybody send stuff. It's really cool. There's a bunch of stuff with Molly, which whatever, you know, it's about me,
okay.
But that's fine. But most of the stuff was centered around her. I mean, actually, one of my favorite things was somebody sent the ring box and it's of a fart.
Yeah,
and you open it up and it farts. So I'm gonna clean the studio and then maybe we'll watch Goonies this weekend. But the plan hopefully is to pass out. Probably not.
You're teasing. He's teasing me.
Probably
Molly,
not.
Make him do it.
Also, too, kind of glaze over this. Maybe it was Rob, maybe not. But, like, somebody sent a bill, an invoice, for a time on the show. They signed it Robin, and her email is an AOL email. It says self-represented, which is about par for the course. But for 3 phone calls in 2021, 1 this year, 23 phone minutes used last year, 12 this year for $504.
Where's she getting these numbers? That's expensive.
I don't know. So if it's her, whatever, if somebody did this, Props
brilliant.
To you.
Brilliant.
Although it was mailed to intern John at Clear Channel Radio, which that to me
which
also strikes.
We haven't been Clear Channel Radio in, I don't know,
probably
10 years.
Yeah, so that,
redirects.
So that makes me think maybe it could be her. So whoever sent stuff, thank you. Very excited. We're going to be working on the comedy tour this weekend too, because we are like 3 weeks away. So if you want to get tickets, internjohncomedy.com. Rose, popcorn to you.
Very chill weekend ahead. Not much going on. Clint has a golf tournament on Monday, so I know he's going to be practicing most of the weekend for that. Charlie and I are just going to chill out, maybe hang out in the pool, but you'll have to let me know how that whiskey smoker
I'm really excited for that.
Well, because I was like, this would be really cool for you, obviously, but also I'm like, if it works out really well and you like it, I might get one for Clint.
Yeah, I'm glad they test on me, because I do think it's gonna be cool, like for like the Christmas party stuff, especially
the little chips. They're all different flavors.
Yeah, so it's a pretty dope, like I can't say the word, Tajin.
The name of it. I have no idea I could pronounce it either. It had really good reviews. Yeah.
So there's pearwood, oakwood, applewood, beechwood, all different types of wood. So it's like to smoke your own like martinis and stuff. So I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, and it has like a torch in there. So
And it has the actual smoker. So like I'm going to be that guy that learns how to do it. And then I might go to bars and be like, well, actually, you should be doing it this way.
You should do it like this.
I'm
looking at your penisaurus.
Oh, sorry.
I was like, what are you? What?
Okay. I think it was 3D printed. I'm looking at the like levels of it. I think it was
like
3D printed.
Specially made it just for you.
So like that was in someone's house over like 24 hours with just the downstairs first, and then eventually to the top.
Well, it does say on the back, IRAD J3D. So maybe this is, because I was saying before we started the podcast, I was like, how would somebody even search this? Like, if they're like, what do I get them? Because I do think you could sell these. People would pay for these.
Oh,
for sure.
God, yeah.
It
for
is
Pride?
3D.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. It's Etsy. Okay. So I read J3D.
They've got a lot of
Rose, don't go
wiener.
Too far. Rose, don't go.
They've got so many different kinds. This is all on Etsy. Oh, my gosh.
Listen, art knows no boundaries. That's so if you send something, thank you to everybody who did. And then just, comedy tour is the biggest thing. Just get tickets. If you're in Baltimore, show's on sale right now. Interjunkcomedy.com. Are you getting ideas?
No, I mean, there's a pen holder, and the way that, like, what they called it is amazing.
Ew.
I can probably guess. Have a great weekend. We will see you next time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Happy Earth.
Bye.
The new way to wake up. Your morning show with John and Riley and Rose. Follow us on your iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.